This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities say that at least 384 people have been killed following an earthquake that hit the Indonesian island of Sulawesi and a massive tsunami that followed it. Reuters reporter Matthew LaRotunda says that the death toll is expected to rise.
Indonesia's emergency minister said some people were on the beach when the tsunami warning was sounded, but didn't immediately leave and became victims. The government's describing the damage as extensive. They say thousands of buildings have collapsed, including hospitals. Makeshift medical centers are being set up outdoors. The quakes are reported as 7.5 and 7.7 magnitude, with aftershocks that have continued into the weekend. The disaster has also triggered widespread power outages, making rescue efforts slower. Indonesia's president will visit the area on Sunday. The country is regularly hit by earthquakes. In August, a series of tremors destroyed dozens of villages on another island and killed over 500.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. North Korea's foreign minister said Saturday his government would not denuclearize before it has sufficient trust in the United States. As AP's Julie Walker reports, Ri Yong-ho made the statement in a speech to the UN General Assembly.
Ri Yong-ho was speaking through a translator at the United Nations General Assembly. He called on the U.S. to follow through on promises made during a summit in Singapore between the rivals' leaders.
Without any trust in the U.S., there will be no confidence in our national security, and under such circumstances, there is no way we will unilaterally disarm ourselves first.
Ri says continued sanctions won't work.
The perception that sanctions can bring us on our knees is a pipe dream of the people who are ignorant about us.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News.